All right, this is the Will Wash Podcast. This is your boy, Will Wash. I am back for episode number 4. I'm here with my good friend, D'Amelia, a.k.a. D-Mills, a.k.a. Mimi.
That's me. Hey.
So what's going on, D'Amelia?
Nothing much, just here helping out a friend.
Okay, we got a great podcast lined up for you guys today. We got a lot of things to discuss. What's special about having D'Amelia here with me is that she provides a perspective that I have not quite had on the show yet. What's the best way to put this? We had Ari. Ari was a female, so he had the female perspective. But we get the African-American female. I don't know if you like being called African-American.
Or black.
Black, okay. See, I'm fine with that.
You can just do black.
See, people get upset because I was like, I go by Negro.
I definitely don't go by Negro. Oh. Someone said Negro, they'd have to get it.
Well, see, I'm okay with it because I did the whole family tree and we were Negroes. We were, back from the slaves. So, but, you know, depending on how you want to take it, that's a whole nother podcast about what to call ourselves. But anyway, I got D'Amelia here and we're gonna start this off right. This is gonna be this week's theme song.
Frostbite, pretty girl, where you at? What's the move? Throw it back. Say my name is Wildlife. Probably know me from the rap. Show me where it's really at. Come with me, I get a cat. I'm just trying to see them skins. Donovan, McNabb, hello to a lemon. I got them all in it. I like them all shades, all races, all figures. Dig it. You know I got a plethora of women, but I'm trying to find a sister with the measurements of Nikki. Yeah, she don't even gotta ask much. She my little dancer. She don't need a FAFSA. Brain so good, mess around and got a bachelor. Call me Tiger Woods, I'll be back for my masters. The pretty girls make it happen. All the ugly girls, why the hell is y'all clapping? Velcro love for the night, no strings. Let me see your Twitter, shawty, I can make you scream. Cool beans, I'll be out the collar. She plays red and white, shawty, let me see your diamonds. Let me just remind ya, I cannot help, I got a pink and green girl. She don't even fly Delta. Wale.
Yeah. What's up, DC? Love pretty girls. Wale, what it look like? Slow self. Nice. I be more fly than BWI. So all the pretty girls just be clubbing with I. Last night I had so much free bubbly that I let one suck me and she called a DWI. Say I found out she a swallower. Twitter name Miss Brain, you might wanna follow her. Met her out in DC, homecoming, how are you? Told her I'm the sickest nigga around, and how are you? My name Loso, in case you didn't know. So you say I'm on some bullshit, call it Derrick Rose. No, if you put it that way, okay, I suppose so. We ballin' over here, welcome to the Rose Bowl. Just got the new pennies, they look rose gold. Like a hooker in the winter, them hoes cold. Pretty girls, raise your hand and let me see ya. Style keeps shittin' on them, call it flyeria. Yeah.
I'm so good, that's cold.
Okay, that was our theme song of the episode. Once again, this is the Will Watch Podcast. I'm here with D'Amelia, a.k.a. D-Mills, a.k.a. Mimi. I prefer D-Mills, personally.
Mimi is a childhood name.
Okay, so yeah. Don't use it.
No, you can. It's fine.
Okay.
It's all good.
So, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to start this off. I'm still trying to work out the kinks and stuff. But since I got D'Amelia here, I'm going to let her start it off. If you want to just say something or anything. Okay.
No problem. I got this. So this morning I was like just driving to work. I was down BW Parkway and I was like, gosh, I got to do this podcast with Will. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I find myself pretty boring, but obviously I'm not if Will's asked me to join him on this.
Yeah, you're not bored. Definitely not bored.
So I was like, just sitting there thinking, and all of a sudden, like, it popped up in my head. I was like, God, I need to start dating. Because I can't tell you the last time I've been on a date. Well, at least with somebody new. And I don't have a lot of guys in my pocket anyways, but I needed to date someone new, and I just don't know where to start and what to do and where to go to meet guys and... What's a good place to meet guys at?
I don't know because I don't look for guys. But that brings up a conversation. I have all kinds of conversations throughout the day, and it's crazy because I was asking, and if you follow me on Twitter, Will Wash on Twitter. I think I asked one day while last week or so. I was like the way that technology has gone. It's kind of like the pickup game has moved from, you know, bars and stuff to like the pretty much the internet and online for a brief period. I don't know anybody that did the I take it back. I do know some people that did the party lines, the chatting on the party. Remember the party line chat?
That call in, yeah. Yeah,
I never personally tried that, but I couldn't get with that.
I remember in college, this is when I was in college in Florida, and my girlfriend, I guess my roommate actually, it was like late at night and she was bored and she was at her brother's house in Florida. And she had called the line and she actually got somebody who was dating one of our friends in college.
Small world. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was really funny.
So they call the same party line, seeing the same 900 number mm-hmm. up at night?
Yep. Wow. Now they have it's funny to see the gay guys. I have nothing against gays. I love my gays, but it's just crazy to see how their ads are so sexual and they like have their shirts off. And I guess it's nothing different from being a heterosexual either, because the women that are doing those
commercials. I don't know. I think it has to be different because you got guys are trying to appeal to other gay guys.
Yeah.
And then so they know what guys like, and guys like the overly sexual stuff.
They're
so,
like, well, how do you know that?
Hmm?
What, gay guys do too?
No, I'm assuming that since they're guys, they want overly sexual stuff. It could be, the target could be a woman or it could be a guy, but I'm assuming that because they are guys, they like it overly sexual.
Okay. All right.
So that's why, I mean, maybe that's the reason why that they seem so raunchy and wild.
We can go back to your internet.
Oh, no, I was just saying you know, that I was asked, my question was geared towards girls, mm-hmm. because I think for guys, I think that the whole online scene is, well, one, for both sides, I think it's a double-edged sword, mm-hmm. but I definitely could see the benefit for males as far as...
Rejection?
Well, one, rejection is two, and two, you get greater access with less work. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you go into the bar, you know, you pretty much, it's like going into war. You know, you got to plan out your strategy before you attack. While on the internet, I mean, you got, instead of having, you know, the 300 girls that are there and then how many are separated into the girlfriend packs and stuff like that, you have the internet where everyone is by themselves. Mm-hmm. And everything is a one-on-one situation. And so then you have media like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Black Planet, when it was around.
I think it's still around.
Yeah, but I don't know any. If you're still using it, like, hide your face. Like,
Like, I deleted my account ashamed. Back in 01.
You know what? I think my account is still open, but I haven't seen it in years.
That's too much access. You need to delete that one.
What, the Black Planet?
Too much access.
What, that's me Twitter from like... Black Planet and if you give me up... If you find my Black Planet page, I am like, what, 20 years old... And, you know, none of the information has changed.
Wearing your bandana.
Wearing my bandana, cornrows, ain't got a job. You know, so, like, you probably think, I don't want to mess with that guy. He's a clown.
Well, I never used Black Planet for dating anyways, but I have been hit on through Black Planet back in the day. With Facebook, it's been more like, dang, girl, you look good, so what's up? And
but, you see like, it's easier. And
that's
easier.
That's like a teaser, and I've also been poked, and I don't understand the concept of being poked on Facebook.
Yeah, don't poke me. Yeah. All you people, don't poke me.
William doesn't want to be poked. So it's just, and it's random people that are poking me, and I'm just like, all right, what's this about? And I think it's corny. You can send me an email, but don't be raunchy and, you know, like, damn, I see your pictures. You filled out and all that. That's not a compliment, but that's what I've heard. So what's up? You dating? And I'm not dating. I'm not married, but I automatically say yes. I'm seeing somebody, which means leave me alone. And you guys do that at the bar.
Like, yeah, but it's different online because online you can have, say I'm friends with your sister Tisha. Mm-hmm. And once I become friends with your sister Tisha, that just opened up, what, about 300 friends of hers. That she has. Yeah. And so it's like sending out spam or junk mail where all it takes is for a few to respond for it to be worth the entire effort. And it's not that much effort to cut and paste that same little pickup line in each little email.
Is it that serious? I've never seen people do it like that.
Well, you check your messages. See if it's a little generic. You know? Yeah. It's just like the Nigerians do. You know? Like,
Nigerians.
I'm talking not Nigerians in the club.
No.
I'm talking about the Nigerian scams.
They send the emails out, yes. Please clarify. The Nigerians that send emails out that are spam asking for, that they're stuck in some area of Nigeria or some country and they are asking for $10,000. Please mail now and I promise I'll give you $50,000 later.
Right, those Nigerians, yes. Not the Nigerians in the club, because they got a whole nother thing going on.
Or District 9.
No, the ones in District 9 are too much. They're just buying stuff.
We love our Nigerians, anyways.
Yeah, Nigerians are cool with me, as long as they ain't trying to hurt me. But, what was I saying? I get sidetracked, and trying to apologize to the Nigerians. We have to go into Africans on another day. Oh, yeah. See, I can get you one. Because, okay. No. We'll come back to that.
Are you sure you may forget?
No, I'll write it down so I won't forget it.
All right.
But I was going to say about the Facebook and stuff like that. And I was like, I see the benefit for the guys. And for a certain demographic of women, I see a benefit of online dating, too. Is where it's like, one, if you're shy. Or two, you've got a little bit of freak in you, but you're too scared to bring it out in person. Because then you can be essentially online. You can be another person.
You can be anyone you want.
But also, it's like if you're cute in the face, but not exactly good in the waist. All you gotta do is get in the bathroom, get the camera, you know, hold it up at a right angle, and you know, no guy would know the difference. And by the time you finish talking it up, chatting it online. By the time you see each other in person, you know, it's not...
He fell in love with your personality.
Right, he fell in love with your personality. So then at that point, he may complain later, but at that moment, I'm sure he won't be complaining.
It's more about the brain, not the booty. So, well, I've never hit on anybody on Facebook, but I think that it's because I don't hit on people anyways. That's just not my thing. And maybe that's why, you know, I haven't really... dated a lot.
But what if a guy hits you up on Facebook and say he had his shirt off?
No.
You know how
that's
the Facebook
corny.
Facebook picture with no shirt on?
That he took of himself? No. That would have been kind of a turn off for me. Because I don't like guys who are like out there. It's more so guys who are, you know.
What's wrong with the guys that are out there? They're here with the times.
It's just too much. It's too much.
Too much?
It looks like that they're too much into themselves.
Well, I, yeah.
You know, and I need him to be into me and not into how he looks all the time. No, I need him to be into how he looks, but not thinking that he looks better than me.
See, finally. Finally, it has been said. I've been saying this for so long. There is a problem when a guy thinks that he looks better than his girl. Like, that is, you're breaking a cardinal rule.
That's ridiculous.
Have you seen some of these dudes? I mean, they're in the mirror longer. They're doing more to their hair. They're in the gym harder, you know.
I mean, that's a good thing, but I don't want you to be...
No, because it affects the mind state. It affects the mind. When he's like, I don't, you know... The guy that thinks he looks better than his girl, they did a study on this. The guy that thinks he's better than looks better than his girl, or thinks that she looks worse than him, or dating down or whatever, and she's dating up, is more likely to cheat on her.
Yeah, you know what? I do believe that. Yes.
Than the guy that thinks that he has a Halle Berry and like he's just some regular Joe, and you know, so it's definitely, I think there's definitely benefits, and also as a guy, I mean. Me personally, I would want my girl to look better than me just for the kids' sake. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't want to bring home the. You don't have. You know, not to say that two ugly people make ugly kids, because that's not true. Because ugly people make beautiful babies too. But yeah. You just, you know, but in the back of your head, you're thinking it's like, okay,
how are kids gonna look?
Right. So I mean, if you had the opportunity to get someone better looking, you go with the one that's better looking. You don't necessarily go down unless you're like. Exhausted all your options, and you know, you're like, I'm not.
Well, I had to say that I've never dated anyone that I was not attracted to physically. Everyone has been like good looking. I'm not gonna say that they look better than me. I didn't say, or if we walk down the street, we're a mismatch. You know, like you see people, and you're like, damn, how did he get her, or how did he, you know, vice versa. You've seen that before,
yeah. But I mean, to that credit, I'm like. Wow, she's must be really good. She looks beyond him. And I'm like, he must have an amazing personality to pull a chick like that.
You know? As girls say, she must give... Sorry, can I be inappropriate?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. She must give good
This is
head.
Will Wash, you know?
See, that's what people, the females say. Oh, she must be giving good head or something like that. Right. So, which doesn't matter, you know. But... I have to find the guy attractive, and that's not number one, but it initiates things.
I mean, the attraction is what, yeah, it pretty much what initiates things, but yeah. It also, it's also can be the killer, because if that's it, you know.
I miss out on the person that I'm probably could be compatible with.
Well, yeah, that's you just said one reason. I mean, but also you don't want guys to be shallow like that. Where it's about the looks.
Yeah.
No, I mean guys. A lot of guys are, but you know, guys are able to. They're able to, let's say, if one category is low, they're able to make it up in another category when they look at a girl. I wouldn't say that I see that the. The women, I'm sure they do the same thing, but I don't think it's as prevalent in the looks category as it is with the guys. Like, the guy could be like, I mean, she's cute, but, you know, she's got a cute face, but, you know, her body's a little bit whack. Mm-hmm. Or it could be like, she got a big butt, but her face a little bit whack. You know, they say that, you know, they counterbalance it with, you know, the different things. But you never hear a girl say, like, you know, he got a, you know, good body, but his face ugly, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think women do that so much. But I think, they do it in another way. They may be like, he's kind of ugly, but he has a good job. He may be kind of ugly, but he's funny. You know, mm-hmm. They may make it up in another type of category.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that guys, they could be like the ugliest guy, although I believe everyone's beautiful. But it could be Will says no. But, you know, they could be the most unattractive person. But if a guy has some type of swagger,
aren't they supposed to have some type of swagger?
Like, not all guys.
You can't be swaggerless.
No. There's some guys who have nothing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's what the guy that is swaggerless is something's missing. Like, his swagger is like he needs a little. It don't need to be. you know, swagger on 10, but, you know, you want a little bit of swagger. You don't want zero swagger.
Some men are clueless. Not everyone has swagger.
Okay, not everyone has swagger, but you're saying that you don't want swagger.
Is it you? No, I'm saying I want my guy to have some type of swagger.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But like, not where he's attracting like 10 billion women.
But that doesn't, that, is that his swagger? Is that the fault of his swagger?
Because
that's obviously the swagger that you saw attractive.
Exactly. But if he has too much, then, you know, it's just going to be, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to have to beat somebody up.
But that same swagger is what brought you to the table.
Not necessarily. It could have been other things.
Because, I mean, say guy has, his swagger is noticeable. Because I don't even know how you judge swagger.
There's no way to judge it. Say his
swagger is noticeable. Yeah. Now, we're talking about swagger and not in any kind of specific sense. It's just, you know, a charisma that you give off. Mm-hmm. So say his swagger, like say myself. Like I've been told this. I won't be cocky and say I got it or whatever. Okay. But, you know, people, you know, I can... In a party setting, you know, people can gravitate towards me and I can hold a conversation and, mm-hmm. you know, and people enjoy that. So, but then, I mean, I'm kind of hard to put this. That swagger is the same reason why you join the conversation.
Yeah.
But it can't be the same swagger that you dislike the person for. You know what I mean? Because if you didn't have that swagger... then you wouldn't talk to that person to begin with. And so then how would you want... once he becomes with you, he needs to lose the swagger?
No. He doesn't need to lose it. It just has to be enough swagger for me to like him, but not everybody else. I don't know. I can't explain it. That's not for me.
This is the Real Watch podcast. And this is getting good. Because this is the exact same... thing that this is the communication that we need between men and women, because this is the thing that men doesn't understand. He's like, you want it this way, but you want it that way, and you really can't. And it's, I think it's just a fundamental differences of the sexes, because, you know, one's more logical, one's the other one. But this is a good conversation. This should be have, and this is definitely beneficial to everyone listening. Before I got to get songs in, so let me get a song in. This is the P-Funk song for the day. And we're going to come right back to this.
We'll be right back. brother since son.
And that was the P-Funk song of the episode. Okay, this is Will Wash. You're listening to the Will Wash Podcast. I am here with D-Mills. We are having a great time. We're This is very organic. It's free flowing. You guys may not know this, but we're sitting here. We crushed a bottle of wine just in that first 20 minutes of talking.
I had to get comfortable. I need a little of my Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm sipping some too. I think that from now on, when you come on the Will Wash podcast, I'm going to have some alcohol for you.
It's like a drink of the day.
May have a drink a day. Yes, that might be a good one.
It could be like the drink of the day. Like.
And on the 10th episode, I got a bottle of Patron just waiting to be finished.
Is that your anniversary?
The 10th episode? Yeah. I think I will do something for the 10th episode, and I will crack open the Patron, and we will do shots. I will have a drinking game or something. And every time someone says or something, or, you know, just anything, and I'll have a bunch of people, we'll get around, do a round table discussion, and have shots. And that would be...
A round table? You have to do it on a Saturday, though.
Okay, we can do it on a Saturday.
We all got jobs, so it's like, you know, I'm going to work, but I have to call out. I have very limited vacation time.
Because you're always on vacation.
I know.
Jamaica.
That's right,
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Which where were you in Jamaica? Which resort?
We were at the Rio in Montego Bay. It was a fabulous resort. I mean, it was like a four-star resort, but I had 25 of my closest friends who came to celebrate my 21st birthday.
I couldn't have been the closest.
And yes, it was all the closest. Well, because you decided that you didn't want to come.
It wasn't the time.
Missed you though, because your name even came up. Like, damn, we wish Will was here, because Will would have had his dime the whole time. But it was a lot of
performance
friends.
Monkey.
Yes, he's our Sambo. No, you're not a Sambo. But no, he is awesome. But we were there, and it was about 18, 19 girls. My mom, my dad came, and there was three guys. And we shut that resort down. I mean, those Jamaican men were loving us. Anything we wanted, we had. There was no mangoes on the resort. We got mangoes the next day. There was no... What was that face?
I'm troubled by all of the Caribbean islands, me personally. I just feel like there something is wrong on those islands where there are all those men, but there's no women on those islands.
There's a lot of women.
And so when you go to these resorts... All you see are these men running around.
That is just a myth. There's women there, too. But they understand that a lot of women come. Men don't travel together. Like, if y'all do, it's like two groups of men, 3 to 4. Whereas you'll have, like, 10 groups of women, about 3 to 4 friends within those 10 groups of women. And so it's better for the resort.
I think the men are all out of work, and the women on the island are actually got the jobs, and they're out there working at their 9 to 5.
No, they
and these
are.
Men are running around just trying to pick up and the tourist women and try to get that ticket off the island.
I didn't get my Stella, got her groove back on, because I don't do that. And, you know, my family's Jamaican anyway, so I know I have the Jamaican men role. But we shut the resort down, and we entered into this dance contest, and we had the whole beach stop. We had other people from resorts looking at us, doing our little rump shaker. It was hilarious. We had even one girl in my group do a split.
Who did a split?
I'm not gonna say. I'm not calling her out like that.
All right, when we go off the air, I gotta know who did a split.
Yeah, it was crazy. There was actually two girls that did a split. My bones can't take a split, so I didn't do the split, but and I lost. But it was cool, you know. I ain't got all that to shake.
Well, yeah, that means when you lose stuff like that, that means you just got to come back stronger the next time. That's all you got
to
practice.
Yeah, and also, as I was about to shake my tail feather, my dad comes walking up to look at the dance contest. So,
well, he's Jamaican. What do you expect?
He's a Jamaican man, babe. Like, he has a shirt tucked into his pants, like, real tight. He has the hat on and the collared shirt. Very proper Jamaican man. So, very, very proper Jamaican man. So, yeah, he was there. And if he saw me shaking my booty...
Get that belt, get that switch out.
I want him to look at me as the innocent little girl that he knows me as. Not.
Does he really view you as that?
Yes.
I mean, you might want him to. Does
I'm
he
very
really
innocent.
View you as...
I am. He does look at me like that. So...
I'm sure he was looking for the Jamaican man. I don't know. Do they do that? Try to marry their daughters off?
No, we don't do that.
Think about Africans again. Sorry, Nigeria. Sorry, Nigeria.
If I was, I would be married by now. But no, they don't do that. Sometimes I do wish. I wish that.
But that's the, you know, that works. I was talking to one of my coworkers.
Yeah, I know.
She had arranged marriage, and she's Indian.
It just makes everything easier.
I mean, all you got to do is you go into it, you treat it like a contract, and you go into it. Like,
I'll give you $10,000 and
well, I wasn't talking about that part.
And
I mean,
three
like,
bananas.
if you treat it like daughter. A job, where it's supposed to, you got to up that currency a little bit.
Three bananas and my mule.
We can't be dealing with pesos and stuff like that. We gotta up to, you know, no goats and nothing like that. We need something long term.
Okay.
Maybe some property or something.
Property.
But, you know, well, if it was my daughter, I mean, some people sell their daughters off cheap. I don't know.
Times are hard.
But, you know, I think what you do, if you view the relationship as a job or a contract where you have, when you try to honor, you know, try to do the best job possible. I think you'll go a lot further than you viewing it as, you know, a love matchup, like, you know, like, oh, we must be soulmates or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, with arranged marriages, you can't really say that they're soulmates. Are you just saying
right? No, but you can raise people that go into arranged marriages. They go into understanding, like, okay, we're going to be married. Mm-hmm. I mean, like it or not, we're going to be married. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me find ways to love this person. Let me find, because you can actually. You don't need to instantly fall in love with a person. You can learn to love a person.
Yeah.
And so that's why they work out, because they're not going into this with the idealistic of, I'm going to be floating on clouds. I love this person for the rest of my life. They're going in there with like, I'm stuck with this person for the rest of my life. Let me learn to love this mm-hmm. person.
No, I don't think I would mind arranged marriage. It'd make a whole lot of shit easier. Instead of weeding
it
out.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of guy you get.
Well, I think if my parents were to arrange a marriage, they know that I don't want no one who's going to try to put me down, be overbearing, try to make me submissive to him. Because you know what? You can be...
You know, all those people put on a good front. Like, they don't never do that in public. But, you know, all those people are always, like, the nicest people in public.
I know.
And then
I've seen it.
They do it... On, you know, once they get behind doors, mm-hmm. they want to be changing personality types.
I know. Well, but I'm saying what's for me, though. Like, I know my parents were to try to find me a guy that, but it's always something that comes out. There's always one thing. You just have to be very, like, intuitive. You have
so
to
you're
see.
Saying that basically you have good parents, so they would be able to notice that.
Yeah.
And they're able to read people pretty well.
It's all
well.
About aligning your spirit with that person. And I'm not one of those, like, I'm going to say spiritual, but one of those people that are all into, like, astrology and all that stuff.
Mm.
But you have to align your spirit with somebody else. Because I can tell, like, if I meet somebody, I can sometimes, majority of the time, know what they're about.
What do you mean what they're...
Like, whether they're genuine people.
Most people are genuine people. They just have...
Or
they
shady...
just have, they just, their values may not just match up with yours. Well, they're always genuine. People are always going to be genuine about what, mm-hmm. about whatever their goals are going to be. But they just have different values.
Uh-huh.
And this was an interesting thing that I have. And this is why you should follow me on Twitter, Will Wash on Twitter. Is I had a conversation with a female friend of mine that went to Maryland with us. And she was talking about, you know, she was listing off the things she looked for in a man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that she was like, it was like a big bullet point. She only had like five. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot of things that she was looking for. But one of the five things it was, she said she had to, well, one was had to be respectful,
mm-hmm.
but also one was religious. And so she was like, and I was just thinking, I was like, the way that America is trending, we all, like, not just the African-American community or the any kind of community in general, everyone is trending away from religion. And so I'm like, it's like, I mean, I understand the importance of having a God-fearing man and stuff like
that.
What
do you mean trending away from religion?
Well, just look at the daily fights that we have. You know, like the prayer in schools or, you know, the abortion topic. Everything in like, and now it seems okay where they, you know, we always had separation of religion and state.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it was kind of a understanding that we're still a religious country, but it just doesn't get involved in the government. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the actual membership of the Catholic, I don't know if you're Catholic. I know you went to Catholic school, but you don't have a Catholic. See, I went to Catholic school, but I'm not Catholic. Mm-hmm. But you know that the Catholic Church is pretty much is plummeting. It's like, yes. If it was stocks, you'd be bailing out quickly. I mean, it's just that the membership is going down. I know personally in our church, we're having membership issues too, or we're trying to get new members.
We
to
are
come.
Too.
So, I mean, in general, in the entire country, you see a decline in religion. I don't know if it's geared to more people not believing, more people not raising their children in the church, or is it just that, it's a disconnect? Or whatever, for whatever reason, there is a decline in the country as far as religion. And so she was saying that it was important that she would, and I was like, if you really look at it, if you're gearing for a religious man, that knocks out a lot of the other stuff that you're looking for, because that's included into his religion. Mm-hmm. As far as the respect towards her, the respect towards her family, and the respect, you want to be, because a lot of African-American women, or women in general, are saying they don't necessarily get treated with enough respect. In which case, I understand that you can feel that way. I don't know what's the reality versus how you feel, because that's on a case-by-case basis. But mm-hmm. I think that, one, that any religion, whether it's Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, just having a religion automatically puts them into a category where they have a respect for something that's outside of their own agenda. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. And maybe she didn't mean to say religious, but more so.
Oh no, she said Christian man. She wants a Christian man.
Oh, okay. But that's a difficult one. Not finding a Christian.
Well, no, Christian man works for her because she's a Christian, so she wants a Christian man,
and
he can raise a Christian family and continue. So that, I mean, that's like if you're Jewish, I would expect you to want a Jewish person so that you can have a Jewish family.
Mm-hmm. I just think that, as you say, people are fading away or moving away from the religious aspect. I think it's because there's so many vices out there. There's so many, like, just negative things where it's...
Influences.
People see what their friends are doing, so they do it. So it's hard. Well, God can say, I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And then next day he's calling one girl to come over to,
Right. It sounds good. Like, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I don't need to necessarily practice it.
And then he's calling another chick at night and smashing her. And so it's hard. Like, how can you say that you believe in so-and-so and then you're doing X, Y, and Z?
I mean, I don't know. I think with all religions, you have to apply it to your life. Mm-hmm. And in any time you're like, well, there's two types of religious people. There's people that say it, and there's people that live it, mm-hmm. And then I guess there's more than that, because there's people that say it, live it, but they also take only aspects of it that pertain to them. So as far as they could say, like, okay, I'm a Christian, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but I also believe that, it's kind of dated, or I don't necessarily agree completely with my church, the Catholic Church. I think they're kind of dated, they're kind of corrupted a little bit. Because, I mean, I can understand the whole Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church has its own agenda. Mm-hmm. As it doesn't necessarily, go along with what the core Christian faith. I mean, it does go with the core Christian faith, but it means they have additional stuff to the core Christian
faith. And they consider themselves supreme, too. So it's
right. So, I mean, I was like, I don't need to go to a priest to confess my sins. I feel like I feel like I'm a Baptist. I have a personal relationship with God myself, mm-hmm. that I can talk to him myself. But also, that's very convenient in the sense that I have a personal relationship. I can do what I want to do, and then I can make amends on my own.
You can repent later.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. So, people use it as a tool. But the simple fact is that the fact that you admit to it and you're willing to accept that upon adversity, because it's easier to say that I don't believe than it is to say that I do believe nowadays. Before, it used to be maybe, if you didn't believe, there was something wrong with you. But nowadays, as many people that there are, not necessarily like atheists or just people that are just not completely sure about what they believe. Because most of the belief system all belief systems, you learn from someone else. Mm-hmm. There's a percentage of people that learn it on their own, but most of them you either taught by your family or where you came up or whatever, so it's passed on. And I'm not going to go and say which belief system is right. I mean, I just feel like the way the belief systems work, once you have a belief, stick to it. I mean, because that's the core of it. You need to stick to the one that you believe in. But I don't know how we got talking about
I know belief. We're all in religion, but as far as qualities of men, qualities of men, I agree with your friend. I would love to have someone who's Christian, who follows the Christian faith. I don't need him to be all strict and like, I can't drink because he's going to have a problem with me because, you know, I like to have the wine.
Well, you know, I think it was not necessarily, I think her more aspect was, is not necessarily that you're going to be to the rule, like, the man is the head of the household, yeah. And because I mean, most of us kind of have evolved to the point where we're like, women are equals. You know what I mean? I think African American men get a bad rep in that sense. And this was part of the when they were having the ABC special, mm-hmm. is like, the men needs to throw like, I'm the head of the household around, and or they are uncomfortable with a woman making more money. And I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Why don't you give some background on the ABC special first? Because I don't think people know it.
Well, there was an ABC special about a week ago on, or I seen it online.
Ago. I didn't see that one. Go on, because there's been a lot of ABC specials about black people.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The first one I saw was with a series of women. It's about five to six women, and they were talking about how black women can't find men and all this other stuff. And whenever I like see a magazine or see a television series or a book about black women and dating, I automatically shut down. I turn it off because I don't want to hear it, you know. But for some reason, I decided to just watch a show because there are these beautiful women who were in their 30s. They were in their early 30s and they were talking about how hard it is for them to date. And they can't find a black man. And when they first started off dating, their list was like 101 items on what they want to find in a man. I've created a list, wrote it up, put it in my Bible. You know, every black female has done that. And then
I think I heard about that. When I heard about that on Twitter, the 100 list.
It was serious. 100. So they had a list. But
that's a lot of things.
They were like, and if you watch the What Chili Wants on VH1, I don't know if you've watched it, but she's going through that right now because she has hired somebody to help her find somebody to date. But anyways, so as you get older, you start crossing off things. Like, okay, maybe he doesn't have to be 6'1". I can take someone who's 5'8", which I've done. Because before it was like all about the tall man. Okay, well, you know, I've never been a person that has been about money. Like, I can make my own money and all that other stuff. But I would like someone who could support me. But some women have crossed off, okay, well, he doesn't have to make more money than me. Cross that off their list. So as they get older, and they're 35, 36, 37, 38, they start crossing things off their list because they're still single, because they think that they're too picky. I've created a list, but it wasn't a materialistic list. It was more so like common things, like be respectful, believe in God. One thing as I've gotten older, I've learned that, and this is new on my list, that I want somebody who is considerate and also consistent, because consistent is a big thing. One minute you're calling me all the time and then you disappear for 3 weeks and then you call me again.
No, I know you. You probably think it's something wrong because you're creeping or something.
And that's like me. You get paranoid. I'm like, this dude is, what's he doing? And then also, you know, so they termed, I'm sorry, I'll go back to myself, but as far as this ABC special, they've given it a term, a definition. It's the BG curse, the black girl curse. That there's black successful women out there, beautiful, gorgeous women out there. All these girls were gorgeous. I don't throw that around too loosely, but all these women were gorgeous. And they were all single. And they couldn't find out. They didn't know why. They've all dated, but the guys that they dated, you know, they were dating them, but they never wanted to give the girl the title. And I've been there. I've dated guys, and they're like, you know what? I'm just not. I just. When it's my time, you're gonna get the titles, girlfriend. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know what? And I used to put up with it, but now I'm like, you know what? I can't even do this. Gotta move on.
Let me ask. So, how does one get that title? I mean, like, what is like?
I mean, after a couple of months, not even a couple. Like,
is it a time? Is it a time constraint?
No, or
is it,
it's not.
I thought it was a feeling.
On my part, like, I mean, maybe there's, again, miscommunication, where I'm thinking everything's going dandy, and all of a sudden, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, damn, where the hell did he go? Like, looking under my pillow, you know, like, what happened? One minute, everything's fine and dandy, and it's because men have too much going on, I think. They have a lot going on, especially with, I'm not going to say that they don't want to commit. It's maybe... They just, I don't know.
Well, no idea. This is from my personal example.
Go ahead.
Because I think every person that has ever seen someone has gone through this conversation is like, so how do you describe, so what do you describe our relationship? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone has gone through that
conversation. You have to, because it's like, I'm not going to sit here and wait for you, especially if I'm feeling you, and I think that we should be together.
Okay, so like, I guess my question is, like, okay, at what point do you reach that point? And is it like, because if you reach it too early, he's going to be like,
what the hell?
We just dating, you know what I mean? We're just, you know, sitting, we're having fun. If you reach it too late, you know, you kind of did yourself over because you don't know what he's been doing after, you know, it's been all this time. And it's like, are you seeing other people on the side? Because both guys and women will date other people mm-hmm. initially while they're dating someone else.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, sometimes you just got to be upfront and be like, are you seeing anybody else? You know, because I'm not seeing anybody yeah. else. Are you seeing anybody? So at that point, it's like, what is this relationship? And if, you know, if at that point, if he says, I'm not seeing anyone else, and you ask, what is this relationship? And he doesn't, and he's like, pretty much not leaning towards the girlfriend thing, it kind of throws up a flag, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's like, damn, well, what is it? Am I not good enough? You know, it's women are very analytical, or maybe over-analytical sometimes.
On certain matters.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm not very analytical. But when it comes to, like, dating, oh, yes, I'm very analytical. But, you know, it comes to a point where you're like, well, why the hell are we spending so much time together? And what is it about me that you don't like? And it must be another girl.
It's not always another girl, though.
I'm going to spend the night over your house. I want to see if there's some hair on the floor. Let me tell you guys, that's what we look out for. Don't think that we don't come in and inspect. When we come to your house, we're making sure that there's no hair on the floor. It's not in the shower. We better not see nothing that's some type of, not to get gross, pubic hair that doesn't look like yours. I'm just letting you know that we look out for all this stuff. Like, what? Oh, hell. Girl, let me call my girlfriend. That's how we are. So, you better clean up hairs if you creep in. But.
That's why guys don't invite girls over. We always come over.
Is that what, but yeah, but it's just hard. If you don't give a girl a title, and y'all been dating, like me, I'm not ready to jump into a relationship after 2-3 months, because if a guy's like, yeah, let's date, let's, you know, you're my girl, I'm be like, what? No, not yet, because it's kind of scary. But as I'm starting to feel you, and...
Yeah, but isn't a lot of the time the problem is that you guys are on two different timetables, in which yeah. case
we never,
it's one person is feeling another person at the wrong time as another person is feeling wrong.
It's all
and
about
at that
timing.
Point, that connection, you miss that connection, which could have been, if you really look at it on paper and you look at it in retrospect, it's like it could have worked out, but it was just the timing was off one or the other.
Well, I mean, I just look at all I can speak on in my past relationships, and I feel like I'm having hot flashes. I'm sorry. All I can think on is my past relationships, and what I've seen is that it doesn't ever work out in my favor. And I'm not getting all sappy or anything.
Does it work out in his favor either, though?
Well, I mean, we could be real, and I can bring up, like, situations. And okay, so one guy I was dating. Remember the dude that I was dating It was my 29th birthday. I'm not even going to say no names because it may get out, but my 29th birthday.
Is it the pretty boy or the
big boy? The pretty boy, there was.
The pretty boy, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about then.
Yeah, the pretty boy is everyone deemed him. He was cool. I mean, he pursued me. I mean, it was nice and strong. And
he seemed kind of jealous.
Yes, he was. At a point, he was. And I didn't understand what that was about. And I'm like, stop. I felt like his insecurities. And I had to talk to him one day. Like, dude, like, it's not that serious at all. Calm down, because it's not.
I'm just a friend.
It was insecurities about Will. And I'm like, Will's my homeboy. You need to back up, because this dude, I've known longer than you. You need to chill out. I didn't say all that, but that's what I was thinking. And so, you can't be that mean when you're dating somebody. But yeah, so we were dating for not a long time, but from like probably October to March. By the way,
let me just say that was my swag.
Will has swag. That was Will's swag. He was insecure about Will's swag. But I'm just gonna make it quick. So we dated. He pursued me. I mean, strong. I mean, did it. This is like one of the best guys I've dated up to the point that he dumped me. Pretty much. So I didn't think anything was wrong. So at a certain point, I'm like, you know, what are we doing? What are we doing? He's like, well, you know, I don't want a commitment. I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't want a commitment? You're all about me. I want a commitment. So that just started the fight, and that's the downfall of our relationship. So one day we were talking. He started a fight with me, and I'm like, what did I do? What happened? And they would go into details about what the fight was, but he started a fight with me. And then after that, he would not call me back, return my phone calls. So he was one of the guys that would just drop off because they don't feel like talking to you.
Disappear.
Yeah. And I'm like, something's going on with him because this is so unlike him. Like, and I'm not the type of girl to show up to someone dude's house.
But was he regular, like with the answering the phones?
Always. Like, I never had to worry. Whenever I needed him, I need you to do this. And I didn't ask for too much, but whenever I need something, he was there. So he one day sent me a text after 3 months of
dating. Text is never good. I am always against text messages and when you're in a relationship.
I know. It's never good.
I'm against text messages.
And so he sent me a text, which was rare because he always called me because he understood that I hate texting. Mm-hmm. And he called me. He didn't call me. He sent me a text. I was sitting in Zengo on 7th and 8th Street. Zengo, really good restaurant. You should try it out. Has great mango mojitos. And it goes, and I look at it and it says, you know, you're a really great girl, but you're not great for me.
Oh, wow. And a text message?
Yeah.
He didn't try to, like, you know, like a respectable guy would be like, you know, call you out and be like, it's not you. You know, you fall on the sword.
It's me.
You fall on the sword. That's what you do. You fall on the sword. You'd be like, you know, I'm the bad guy here. You know, it's like, you know, a respectable guy would do that. Mm-hmm. Would just be like, I'd be like, it's not you. It's me. I'm not ready. I'm having issues. It's not fair on you. Oh,
he was ready. He was ready to get into a relationship. Because, let's see, he broke up with me 2 weeks after my birthday. Yes, 2 weeks after my birthday. I had plans for this guy. But it wasn't meant to be, and I don't hate him or anything. If I saw him, I'd be like, hey, what's up, and keep it moving. There are no, like, oh, you know, dude, you better get out of my face and all that other stuff. Anyways, I remember it was the wine festival at Ligonier. I came home.
Don't go on the same days I went.
No, I go on Sundays. Less people. Too many people on Saturdays. So I was at the Ligonier Festival, and I left and went home, drunk off my butt. Took a nap, woke up, went on Facebook. Facebook is an evil, evil, evil tool. Went on Facebook, and it said, so-and-so is now in a relationship with so-and-so.
Wow.
Whoa.
Now, you know, when you put it on Facebook, it becomes official. But it becomes real when you put it on Facebook.
And this name I saw popped off on his phone before. And I'm like,
are you done looked at the man's phone?
No. He was in the, I don't do that. He was in the bathroom and the phone rang and I grabbed the phone to go get to him. Not to like be all, invading his privacy and being nosy. So I could not believe this, and I was just like, this dude is ridiculous. And why? You should have deleted me as a friend. Obviously, you just didn't care about me and my feelings.
No, I mean, you can break up with someone, but you don't even you have to stop being friends.
But the way that you break up with somebody, like, that was
easy. No, that was classless. That was a guy with no balls. It wasn't necessary.
And that's the thing, because, you know what, and that's why I don't regret it, because there were things about him that I didn't like. But I figured that I could overlook it. I didn't want to be too critical.
Right, you gave him a chance.
And that was the thing, because I felt like he was a follower when it came to his friends, and I'm not a follower. I'm all about be leading, so I need a man that can lead too. Me either. So sometimes I felt like he was a follower, and you know, he'd always talk shit about his friends and how he can't stand
them. But he can't stand up to
them. But he would never stand up to them one, and then he'd be all in his friend's face.
Ballsless.
And I'm like, dude. And so that's when I was like, you know what? I don't think I can deal with this person. You know, and I was
honestly, offhand, that wasn't the right guy for you. Just off of that description of that he is like a behind the, like, go talk shit about you behind your back, but can't say nothing to your face. Mm-hmm. Off, just me knowing you, that wasn't
the right guy. Because I'm a real person. And so for you to like, if I have a problem with somebody, I'm going to go up to them. So, yes, that's not what I look for in a guy.
That's bitch-assness.
Yes, that was bitch-assness that he did by copping out, sending me a text, talking shit about people, especially his friend, his boys that he always has his back.
Because you know why? Because those people, this is why I don't like those type of people. Because they people, if they do it to other people, who's to say they do it? They don't do it to you.
Exactly.
That's that bitch-assness.
And so, yes, that was... So-and-so who did that. I won't even say who his name is. And
that's okay.
It's all good.
I can find his picture on Facebook.
You probably can. I'll give you his name later.
I don't need to know his name.
His profile, I think, is open.
When he was cutting his eyes at me, we already weren't
cool. I don't know why. I'm like, this is Will Wash.
I wasn't even doing anything extra. I was just having a good time.
It was funny.
I bought you some, what,
me drink? And I was... Okay, you understand. I had like a weekend celebration, so I was drinking like...
But that's from every Thursday. Every year you do the birthday. I mean, it's the same thing.
But let me tell you, I didn't want to just... So he offered me a drink. He was like, you know, because he's the type of person, like, whatever you want, you know, I got it for you, boo, I got it for you. So he was like, what you want to drink? I'm like, I was like, dude, I'm not feeling good. I was like, I don't even want to be here right now because I drank so much, like, four. So let's just... It's cool. Save your money. Now here come Will. Hey, D-Mills, it's the Pisces birthday. Everyone's going to drink. And I'm like, well, no, you're taking a shot with me. I can't say no to Will. So I'm like, all right. And so we're sitting there, and I had no idea he's cutting his eyes at, this is the first time I found out that he's cutting eyes at you and stuff like that. So as I'm like, all right, I'm about to take a shot, this dude comes up behind me. He's like, oh, you going, these are his exact words, not mine. You going to take a drink from another nigga, but you ain't taking it from me. And I'm like, what are you... Whatever. So there was an extra shot. I know this day exactly from... I just remember it. There was a... I mean, and it was my 20th birthday, not my 29th.
I ain't gonna fight you on it.
And so Will was like... So there was an extra drink just lingering around there. So I was like, I'll give it to Kenny. Will's like, this is the first time Will's ever yelled at me too. Will's like, don't be giving my drink to no other nigga. I was like... Okay, well, I mean, everyone was just pissing me off that day. I was just like, I just want everyone to get along.
I was like, give it to Tressa or something. I was like, oh,
my and who God. Knew that, but you like everybody. Who knew that he was cutting eyes at my boy Will?
No, I mean, it's just, I knew who he was the way he was looking.
The light-skinned like, boys don't ever get no love.
That's the Million Man Friend, and light-skinned guys are in style right now. So.
No, they're not. And that's the thing. He's the first, I'm not going to say he's the first light-skinned guy. He's the first really high yellow light-skinned guy that I've ever dated.
But. Oh, you know, that's one thing about black women. Black women are loyal to the end.
Yes,
they are loyal to the end. And
yes, I know a lot of them that are.
And they said, I got to have a black man no matter what. And to their fault, I mean, I'm not good. I mean, I say I want you to have a black man if that's what you want. But, I mean, I think black women should open up their doors.
Oh, I do, too. I've dated out of my race. It's hard, though. It's hard. And I don't know if you know.
Well, no, I'm not a black woman, so I can't really speak on how hard it is to get. Other people, like, say I was like a... I don't want to speak for the Asian men or something, but I can imagine for an Asian man to try to date outside of his race, because I understand that problems that they have their Asian women dating outside their race, and I'm like, I can understand.
It's their culture.
I think Asian men and black women are like in the same boat.
Yeah, But I've dated at my race, and I actually dated two Asian men. I'll say it, woo-woo, one Vietnamese and the other Filipino. This was like high school, college.
Filipinos are black.
They are. They don't think so, though. Not when they date.
They are Spanish and black.
I'm telling you. I remember when I was dating my Filipino boyfriend, his dad could not stand me because I was black. But I was the nicest little thing, and I told my mom, because she loved my Filipino boyfriend. I mean, she still talks about him. I'm like, Mom, he's engaged now. She's like, well, maybe one day, maybe one day he'll get with you. And I'm like, no, Mom, he's engaged. I heard he's engaged. Oh, that's just foolishness. No, he's engaged. But anyways, so one day I went to my mom. I'm like, John's dad does not want, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say his name.
No names.
Filipino boy father does not like me. And my mom was like, what? I don't understand why not. They act like they better than us. They live in the ghettos like black people. They poor like black people. These are the exact words my mom said. It's true. They do.
I mean, I understand.
So she's like, he better get over that. This is when she thought we were going to get married. Anyways, but.
But that's because mom wanted you to be with the little
guy. Oh, she loved him.
Think about the little black Asian babies.
The Blasian babies. No, she just loved him. But you know what? It's not about, you see how funny it is when you get alcohol in your system, you just talk. But let me just finish my story. So it wasn't about, what was I saying? Oh, it's not about like the parents not accepting you. It was more so about public. And so that's why it's hard for me. I would still date on my rights. I'm open to it, but I haven't found anybody that, you know, finds me attractive or comes up to me or I see out there that I might want to talk to. But it's hard with the comments that you receive and the looks that you get. Like when I was dating the Filipino guy, I mean, I used to get these Asian chicks used to eye me down and look at me like I was
really, because I mean, I find that a little hypocritical.
That was like in 2000, 2001.
But it hasn't changed that much.
No,
in the last, let's be honest, this decade is pretty similar to the 2000s, 2001s. Mm-hmm. Only thing changed is the little youngins now. They're a little bit different than we were.
Yeah. We don't wear tight jeans.
Yeah, we don't wear tight jeans and high tops. You know what I mean? Other than that, everything is pretty much the same. So as far as especially the race relations in this country haven't changed that much gradually. I mean, that mm-hmm. within. The only thing that has changed is that there's more Hispanics in the country than before. But other than that, like everything else is pretty much has changed the same. And I think it's the thing about that I've noticed with the Asian women is either they date only in their race or they date only outside of their race. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel bad for the Asian guys. I'm like they're stuck in the situation where they want an Asian girl. But they are faced with this situation where the Asian girl doesn't want them, or you know they want to be full heart, you know, full culture on, and then they're stuck in that. So that's why I was relating it to the African American women is where they want an African American guy, mm-hmm. or they just don't do like I'm done with African American, I'm done with black guys. I'm like I want somebody else, you know. Yeah. Like so that's why I was like the Asian guy and the Asian and the black women are really in that, But in reality, the world that we live in is a global economy, mm-hmm. and so is in the United States is a global marketplace as far as people and relationships are gone, and it's that's why I feel like even as a black man, I think that African American women and both Asian men need to open it up. Like, what's wrong with the Spanish girl? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's wrong with a Spanish guy? I mean,
I've dated a Spanish guy too. And shit, the last dude, he might as well have been Spanish because he looked Dominican. Although
he looked like he was really mixed.
So too, he was put in a category with the others.
Right. And so I think that if we can move away from, I understand the whole, the appeal of having someone within your race. I do. But we're living in a time where the family structure in general across America is threatened. So I think you need to go for the best for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who's the personality? Because I looked it up on the census and stuff like that. 43% of the people in the United States are single. 63% are unmarried and never have been married at all. So that's 63% of the country. That's the majority of the country. And 43 of the households are with kids and unmarried.
Is this the current census? They already put the stats
in. No, this is not the current census. That's not out yet.
Okay.
I need to fill mine.
It's the deadline passed a long time ago. They're waiting for them to come to the door.
Already been waiting. I was like, I looked online to see if I could make it up, but I was like, okay, I got to wait for them to come.
Invite them in for some
tea. I got to wait for them to come to the door. I was like, I'll be happy to, because the census to me is very important, because that's what I use to look up my family tree. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to do this. I have to fill it out. It's just that I lost in my junkie apartment. I had lost the form and I didn't fill it out. But so I was like, you know, if you're looking at it, like the households of kids that are unmarried, like there's 43% across the country. And then there's 55% of African American men that are African American families that are in a household where the parents are unmarried.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you look at the fundamentals of that, that trend is going to decline unless we do something to change it. Because my issue with the family structure is not necessarily that mom can't do it by herself or dad can't do it by herself, that you need a man in your life.
Yeah.
My issue is that it's not that you need it, but it may be what's best. Because not just that he plays the man role or whatever. No, it's just that it offers a alternative perspective than one parent has. See, if one parent is raising these children, one parent is only offering them one point of view. Yeah. So that's why I don't have people ask me about, you know, because I'm a Christian and all, about my feelings on the gay marriages and them adopting kids. I was like, I don't really have a problem with it, because it's not as bad as just one parent trying to raise these mm-hmm. children. At least they have someone else alongside of them, so you can have that alternative point of view, that alternative perspective. And, you know, anytime, like, both of us come from Montgomery County, shout out.
MoCo, only the finest. I have to put my shout out in. Okay, go on.
Montgomery County, and we both come from households where both parent was there. We grew up seeing that there is a compromise and there's an amount of teamwork that is required between both parents in raising the child. Mm-hmm. That's why they say a village is better. You know, a village raises a child, is because the more people that have positive input points that are close to them, the better it is.
Yep, I agree. That's definitely a valid point. I mean, just growing up with my mother and father, I had friends who, probably the majority of my friends who were black, there's maybe two that had both of their parents there. All my white friends had their parents there, but none of my black friends, they're either divorced, they don't know who their father is. I've had situations like that.
And I'm not saying that I'm not completely knocking it, because no. I mean, these women are strong enough to raise these children by themselves. And my father was raised by his mother by herself, and my mother She had both parents there, but it wasn't necessarily her biological father there. But I'm just saying that it's in the ideal situation, you want to inform that child with as much life experiences before they leave the house mm-hmm. as possible. And so what we're working on is a trend where we have single parent households raising these kids, and they come out with one perspective, and they're seeing, like, I don't necessarily need this. And to me, my greatest fear is that the destruction of the nuclear family is happening in generation by generation. And other than that, I don't see a way to change it. And the way that our society works, it actually encourages it, because of the way that we date nowadays. It's not the same way that they dated in the past, in the sense that we feel like it's like, you know, if you don't like something, you just go out and get a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quick.
We don't court.
Right.
We don't do any of that. Yeah. I agree with that one.
I mean, if it's like you treat your you know, like the person you're dating like you would a TV show or a car or something, you know, you like it for a while, and then when you're ready to move on, you move on. Yeah, you know, it doesn't hold you back. Because we're, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just us being more selfish or that the way our society moves, we're a lot faster now or whatever, whatever reasons, there's probably multiple reasons behind it.
So do you think if you had both parents or, you know, both parental figures there, it would provide a more... I'm not going to say old-fashioned, maybe an old-fashioned perspective.
No, or? I think it provides another perspective, and it also is another way of an incentive. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I've seen how it works, and it worked out in this case. And, you know, like, I want it, like, all children want to be like their parents. That's because that's what they, not necessarily be like their parents. All children love their parents.
Yeah.
Either you had a really horrible parent, and you like, I don't want to be nothing like that parent. Or you'd be like, I had a great parent and I want to be just like them, or I want to do better than them. Mm-hmm. You know, because all that's the general rule of peace. Now, because we're missing that parent anymore, like if you have a little boy, if you're a woman raising a male child, who is he basing that whether I don't want to be like my dad or I want to be like my dad from? P. Diddy? Busta Rhymes? Who is he basing it off of? Like, who is he see every day that he knows enough, like that? He did this right, and he did this right, or and he did this wrong, and we can improve upon that. Mm-hmm. So it's that lack of perspective that you see. And it's not necessarily just with, I mean, it's worse in the African-American community, but I think it's going out globally throughout the American society, American community. And this is, and a lot of times I talk about this, is that, and you know, I remember how a lot of people like to say like the downfall of the Roman Empire was homosexuality.
Yeah.
It was the, you know, I mean, I think everyone heard that before. I mean, I'm not going to say that was the downfall of the Roman civilization, but it goes to a point where when you lose the moral structure of your society, not that saying that, you know, homosexuality is immoral. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
That's another conversation.
I'm saying that, you know, what happened was that what was the existing moral structure of what was formed, mm-hmm, was lost, and then it became something else.
Okay.
And what is happening to us in the global communities, what it was once,
before,
is becoming lost.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
And in the sense that every society falls. Whether if from, you know, I'm sure the Egyptians thought they would last forever. I'm sure the Mayans thought they last forever. All of them probably thought.
What do we consider it as?
What we don't name ourselves. You know, the civilization after us name us.
Oh, okay.
So you know what I'm saying, like what we're living in, these times that we're living in, as you can see, it changes. And this was my old complaint about Earth Day, is that even. Okay, right now we're trying to, you know, better ourselves and, you know, trying to save the world because we're destroying it.
Yes.
We're destroying the world. But, like, there's, like, these third world civilizations, mm-hmm, in which case they're not living like we are. They're not destroying as fast as we are. But, I mean, they just live a little differently than we do. Now, what we so-called do is we go over there and upgrade them to our living standards. In which case, now these third world women are using up as many toilet paper rolls as our American women. In which case, we're increasingly destroying the earth in the process.
Well, we have two things to wipe.
I'm just saying that you can use like four squares. Just ration the squares.
You can't.
But I mean, that's just a general. I mean, it's nothing specific. But I'm just saying that as we add more and more people to this global community. Now, imagine if India and China start living on the same way we're living, which our goal is to, like, you know, get everyone equal across the world. The world can't sustain us. So, either the world's going to fail or civilization is going to fail and we have to start over.
That's sad.
It is. It's very depressing. And I think it's time to play a song for the ladies.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Freak me, baby. Oh, yeah. Freak me, baby. Just like that. Freak me, baby. Oh, yeah. Freak me, baby. Let me lick you up and down till you see.
Okay, that song was for the ladies.
As always.
As always. You know you gotta take care of the ladies. Well, we're running out of time, so we're gonna have to wrap this up. I'm definitely gonna have to have D-Mills back on the podcast. Yay. It was just so organic, so fun, it was so real. It was definitely a pleasure. And we went through a bottle and a half of wine. Yeah. In the process. I guess that helps. I gotta make that the new rule of thumb. Like,
it definitely does help. Well, I have to say that I had a good time, and I was nervous at first, but I did my thing. Woo woo.
Yeah, you did.
And I will be blogging about it soon.
Oh, you want to plug your blog?
Yeah, I don't know my exact.
Something about Mimi, right? Yeah, it's about
something about Mimi.blogspot.com. So
don't worry, I'll post a link. You can go to willwash.com and click on the link. This should be, and you just go to their website. Read the blog. Their blog's pretty good. I've read it. I read the commentaries, and it's definitely entertaining. And I have a big potential for the future.
Yes.
So, you know, favorite it, add it to your Google Reader.
Please, I just started, so it's in the workings, in the make, and, you know, it's soon to be great and grand.
And all, for all you single guys, I'm going to try to encourage her to post some pictures on her blog.
They're already there, booze, so, you know.
All right, but you heard the podcast, so you better come correct on those messages. And,
yeah, don't be texting me, call me, okay? And, I mean, you can text me sometimes, but it just can't be. So, if you want to do something deep, don't text me.
You can't be like a Lil Wayne text or yeah, whatever. Like, don't be trying. The earth is circled and round and soft.
Don't be trying to break up with me on X Day, okay?
All right, this is the Will Wash Podcast. I hope you had a pleasure. Until next time.